Then build AI and digital tools that support your team, not replace it.
You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Here, there we go. Well, it is Wednesday Live, and I'm trying to find the buttons to get turned on, and I think we have the buttons. Almost.
Almost. There you go.
Now you are connected.
Somebody turned the wrong buttons on.
Somebody turned the wrong buttons on. That's all right.
We don't know who, though.
Well, it's going to work just fine. Well, we want to welcome all of you. You want to keep your dial set right here at 89.9, your good news station, as we move into Wednesday Live today. Have a dear friend, I almost said a long time friend, and I should say that too, a long time friend. Paul Morgan's going to be with us this first half hour, and we are going to jump to a song. Paul, welcome. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Karen is with us, and we're glad to have Karen with us.
Yes, good morning. Good to be here.
We didn't drag out any community mail today, so if you're sending mail in with your donations, we will probably be reading that maybe in the next program next week, maybe. And great to have Dave with us as well.
Always a pleasure to be here.
From the front line, off the front line and came in to Wednesday Live.
I crawled off the front line and finished making a biblical response just so I could be here.
There you go. And, of course, Dave has programs on Monday and Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Great programs.
Praise God. Praise God for that.
And, you know, we get a lot of real positive responses, and once in a while we'll get maybe not as positive response. But, you know.
Yeah, well, some members of the flock do get the feathers ruffled a little bit. Yeah.
They do sometimes. And Karen is still meeting with her team on Friday, 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Hidden places.
Yep. Very hidden. No, we're not hidden.
But a lot of intense prayer, a lot of exciting things. What's coming up on Friday this week?
Well, you know, as I've been focusing on what is going to take place on May 17th with the rededication of America, you know,
that's awesome,
kind of
isn't
focusing,
it?
And I've been doing a lot of reading about the past and things that have happened in the past, and it's just exciting to see what God's going to do in the nation. And, you know, I just got done seeing the Great Awakening movie, which really has inspired me. And also the hymn that was written for that movie, I think, is a call to prayer. So yep. I'll be talking about that.
Excellent. On Friday this week.
Mm-hmm.
And did any of you notice our president read 2 Chronicles 7:14 yesterday?
Yes.
Yep.
That is absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
It is awesome to have a national leader in our nation that is calling the nation back to God now, which is tremendous. And we see in the Word of God where when political leaders stand up, if the religious leaders are not standing up, or if they are not, if in addition to them standing up, if the political leaders stand up, that is a tremendous opportunity for God to bring restoration to a nation. And so, praise God. We're truly blessed. So, Karen, that's going to be coming up Friday at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And so we look forward to that. Paul, tell us about this song. You're a multi-talented man. And
lots of hats.
Lots of hats. Lots of hats. You came alongside of my wife and I when we were really kids, still had hair, and didn't have a whole lot of sense at that time. But you and your wife loved us, came in, stood with us in the early days of ministry, and you were a teacher with us. You were a prayer partner with us. You served on our board. And you knew everything about computers that I didn't know, and phone systems and all kinds of things. But beyond all of that, you have always been a man of God who walked with the Lord, that's been gifted musically and also intellectually to communicate the word of God. So I'm thrilled to hear today that you're actually a part of the team with Pastor Sam Chess up at Grace Emmanuel.
Yes, and you just had a spiritual gifts, a planner.
Okay, evaluation.
Yeah, and evaluated. And guess what mine was? Music and teaching.
Music and teaching. How about that? How about that?
So it fits, I guess.
It does,
well,
yeah.
It does for sure. And, you know, the music, the teaching, but in addition to that, you have been a tremendous networker, at least in my life. And I've seen you do that with others as well, but you brought some people into my life in the early days of ministry. One pastor, Pastor Art Schell, who actually I believe at one time was given the key to Miami just because of his tremendous gifting to bring the city together, the different groups in the city together, a tremendous pastor. But to me, he became an Apostle Paul, and he was very instrumental in walking me through some rapids that showed up in early days of ministry. And Pastor Art Schell, you know, significant church, strong church, you know, in the Miami area, would say to me, and that was back before everybody had beepers and cell phones. He had a brick phone in his car. He had a car phone. And he said, "You can call me anytime, and I will never be too busy to drive halfway and meet you." And we would meet in West Palm Beach. He would drive up, and that just happened a lot of different times. So those were some great relationships. And we were talking about Dion earlier, a personal friend of yours as well.
Yeah, a long-time friend, long time. Haven't talked to him in a long time, but he's still, I think he's 84 or 5, and he's still writing music, still creating, you know, albums and putting them out there.
And he's a godly guy, isn't he?
He is a very godly guy.
Dion's
he's a wonderful Catholic brother.
Okay.
Let's put it that way.
Amen. And he knows the Lord and serves the Lord. And I know you had actually given me opportunity to meet up with him and in his home. And back in the day, there were a lot of moves of God in people's homes, Bible studies and fellowship groups. And I think some of that happened in his home as well, perhaps.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So maybe down the road we'd like to pull Dion in and interview him, talk about his book that he has out and some of his God story in his life. Well, Paul, we have a song that we want to bring in because you are a musician and you have written a great deal of music. In fact, just in the last year and a half, how many songs?
Over 40 songs. They just started pouring out after my tremors got healed.
And we want to talk about that some more in just a moment. So you had a condition that actually
inhibited my playing.
Totally.
Yeah, totally.
You were not able.
I couldn't even cut my own stakes.
Yeah.
So that's another story for a time.
Yeah, but I think for people who have a medical condition that there's not maybe maybe an available answer in your office or in your town. Paul, what God provided to you is absolutely amazing.
Yes, yes.
What was that called? I mean, you had these tremors.
It's called MRI guided ultrasound, and it's totally uninvasive, and it took these terrible shakes that I had in my hand, and I couldn't hold a cup or anything. And it just eliminated it. And they did one hand, and 6 months later or 9 months later, they did the other. And I'm so grateful that a Tel Aviv scientist discovered this technique. And no cutting, wide awake, and I'm fixed.
And praise God.
Praise God Amen. For that.
This yeah. is awesome. This is awesome. All right, so we have Psalm 122 by Paul Morgan. Okay. And this did this come out of the last...
Oh, yeah.
Since you've yeah. had your,
yeah. this is
your
part
treatment
of my,
and your healing.
This is part of my Songs of David album.
Okay.
And it speaks for itself.
Speaks for itself.
Yes.
So that's the introduction.
Yes.
Okay. We'll be right back.
I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. But we had been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judging them. The thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper, rule of you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say. Who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Waiting for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper. Love you.
Wow.
Whoa. That's something, isn't it? That glory yeah, to yeah. God that came out of you know, working with the Holy Spirit. That is a powerful song.
That Amen. Is a and what a time for God to give you that song with Israel at war.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all, you know, God just, and other songwriters, I'm sure, are this way. Right? It comes out of your emotion and your whole body just kind of it's like the rocks cry out. Your body cries out for a song.
Right,
and you know it's there, and you put it together, and it comes out like this, and you say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Absolutely beautiful and powerful, the message, and a great call to the church.
It's too. Psalm 122.
Psalm 122.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful psalm. Just to read it, it's beautiful.
So you're a young man, Paul.
August, I'll be 80.
In August, you'll be 80. Yes. So this condition that you had that really was a real attack against your gifting, your musical gifting, an attack against you, that started when?
Oh, 7 or 8 years ago.
So, and you were completely...
I put my guitar up. I couldn't play and couldn't do anything really. Couldn't cut my steak. Couldn't. And my wife had to help me, and I felt, this is terrible. There's got to be a way. So I started investigating, and ultimately, after, you know, a lot of searches, I saw this thing called MRI guided ultrasound to get rid of tremors. And it's on YouTube. You can look it up, and there's all kinds of testimonies. So I said, So I checked with my neurologist, and sure enough, they have that. And the bottom line is I was able to go up to Advent Health up in Orlando at What is it up there? I'm trying to think of the place. Well, I'll think of it. And anyway, it's Advent Health is a wonderful hospital. It's run by Christians, Christian doctors, everything. And they did this procedure on, and when in 45 minutes, I was cured.
Wow. That is just so amazing.
And then 9 months later, they did the other.
Amazing.
And it spurred on. It really caused the songwriting activity to start pouring out of me.
Wow.
And that happened just the last couple of years.
That is tremendous. So with all of this music, you're able to play again.
Yes.
And write again.
I couldn't write my own name, much less write music. So
when did you realize you had a gift? How did this start in you?
I had a brother that's 4 years old, and he went fishing every Sunday with my dad. But guess where I went? I went to three churches where my mother was organist and choir director.
Really?
And she drugged me around, and I was her tenor, and so that's how it happened. And I guess the gift kind of developed there, and I just never stopped singing. You know, my voice is getting older, and I have to really – I eat a lot of Lay's potato chips to clean it up before I sing. But I'm hoping to do a little mini concert out at the VA hospital.
And, excellent.
Me and my guitar, just that. So it's just never-ending, Jonathan.
So what would you say to a young person, middle-aged – or someone that's pushing 80? Is it too late to develop, to use, to explore, to
go for it? This is running the race, you know, and you want to run it faithfully.
Yes.
And you want to end it faithfully, full of faith. And we're not over, because the little crossover from life to death, to heaven is just a blink away. So I'm going for it full blast. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to write more songs.
Well, that is tremendous. And one thing that I would like to just share with all of our family, again, this year we have some tickets to give away for the International Christian Film and Music Festival. This is an amazing event. Dave, you've been there.
Oh, yeah, been there several times.
Give us a one-minute promo, because we have some tickets that we're going to make available this morning. We have Paul here talking about God's giving him back his gift so he can use it, and he's using it for the glory of God.
Amen. Well, the International Christian Film and Music Festival, and this is their 15th or 16th year, I forget, but what they do is they're you're going to meet people there from every aspect of Christian film and music production. You're going to meet actors, producers, directors, writers. There's even money people there.
Financiers.
Some people go to look for people to talk about, you know, selling a script or screenplay or whatever. So it's that, but because it's the Lord is there, he gets there ahead of you so he can clear the space from all the pride and all the other concerns. So you can actually have a one-on-one with people in the business. And I'd gone, first time I went was just as a myself. I didn't have any connectivity except to the radio station. But I began to meet people just walking around. I just walk up to them and say, hey, my name is so-and-so. I'm a producer with WCNO Radio. And they tell me who they were, and immediately we had a connection.
So it's a great opportunity to network.
Wonderful God people there. But here's something else that God gave me. He said, David, the first time I had been there, I went 3 years in a row. He said, David, I want you to pay attention. Look what I'm doing in entertainment and in media.
Yeah.
He said, I am restoring.
This is huge.
Media. And he said, you know, the secular media, they're not paying attention to me. That's fine. They're going to die. And what I'm doing is going to live.
Amen.
And that was awesome. And it's true. And it's every year I've gone, it's just been even more so.
And I believe even what we're seeing, Paul, in your life, where there is a solution. There was a solution. There is a solution.
Yeah.
And God is just pouring through.
Never give up.
Never just give up.
Keep pushing ahead.
So how does this happen? You're talking about 40-plus songs in a year and a half. And
you know, the tools today for a songwriter are immense. There's all kinds of... I've been orchestrating for 40 years using tools.
Right.
So I'm still using tools. And they're different. They're better. Mm. And so a songwriter can write his songs and put them together and produce them, and they are quality, as you could just heard.
Yeah, excellent
quality. The quality is wonderful, and you get what you put into it. That's all I can say.
Well, that's tremendous. We are going to go to another song, and I want you to set it up. The next song we have is Jesus Is So Real to Me, and so in just a moment you're going to set that up. Karen, give our phone number here, because the next couple callers that call in will make tickets available for this film festival. Incidentally, the tickets would cost you about $250.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are expensive tickets. These would be awesome for a worship leader in a local church, a fine arts director, someone who has vision to write or be a part of Christian films, movies, whatever. And it's a place where you can really get exposed to basically everything that's going on right now. So the phone calls here at the office will receive your calls.
Yes, and you can call 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
All right, Paul, set this song up. Jesus Is So Real to Me, and this is one of the newer songs as well that God's
Absolutely.
Recently given you.
Yes, I was pulling my file cabinet out to do stuff, and my file cabinet had a folder called lyrics. So I pulled it out, and all these old lyrics were there. And one of them was Jesus Is So Real to Me. Mm. And it was a testimony song of a handwritten. And it's my testimony. So listen and enjoy.
Mm. Keep your dial set right here at 89.9. This is WCNO, and this is Wednesday Live. And we have Paul Morgan with us in studio today, along with Dave and Karen. We'll be right back after this song, Jesus Is So Real to Me.
Jesus is so real to me. There are those who say Jesus never lived, and that heaven was somebody's dream. Oh, but I just called out his name on my knees, and I heard someone answer my plea. We've crossed too many mountains together, of life. To some unknown Jesus might not be, but he's so real to me. And sometimes when I'm a friend so true, and when I'm lonely, Jesus is always there. Oh, but I can't deny him, I love him, you see, for Jesus
Jesus is so real to me.
So that kind of says it all. I mean, what are you going to do?
Wow.
You know, I wanted a testimony song, and I had written one 40 years ago, and there it is.
I love it. You know, I'm listening to this song, just thinking over the years that I've known you and seen your walk with God, and think about how what God does in our life, it never grows old.
No.
You know, you're sharing this. It's vibrant. It's alive. It's powerful. It's connecting. It's engaging. It's touching. And it's anointed. It's anointed. And God is in it. It's beautiful, Paul. Thank you. So I love the fact that you're pushing 80 years old.
August. You're invited at my birthday party, by the way.
I want to come. And would you say that God is pouring more into you and through you now, or as much as at any point in your whole life?
It's a whole lot more now. And I have time now to do it. Before I didn't. And it was such a dark time before the tremors got fixed, you know.
Yes.
That I couldn't do it, really. No interest. And now, you know, it's like God says, okay, you want to do something? Here we go. Let's go.
So, Paul, if I say something like this, and I believe this, I believe that God has been getting me ready my whole life for right now.
It is.
Not to park, not to give in, give up, shut up, shut down, but to be energized by his Spirit. And right. To function at this time with all of these years of training.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you're never alone. And that's one of the songs that I wrote recently. And it's...
That's coming up.
You're always with him. He's always with you. That's what he said. Either that or he lied about it, and he didn't lie.
He did not lie.
So he's with us. And the hard times, and I've been going through some physical hard times, and I wrote the song out of that. I guess you do. You write stuff as a writer. You write out of experience.
So Never Alone, this is a song new?
Yes.
Recent?
Yeah, within the last year.
Okay, if we roll it?
Oh, roll it, babe.
Because after this, we're going to have time for a moment of prayer and your closing thoughts. As we get to the bottom of the hour, I have another guest we're going to be bringing in. The National Day of Prayer is coming, so we'll be talking some more about that. We have a great guest that's going to come to the Treasure Coast, Joaquin Molina, and he will be coming from the South and coming up to our area. We're going to be talking some more about that. But let's go to the song. Jesus is...
Never Alone.
Never Alone. We just did Jesus is So Real to Me. That's your testimony song.
Yes.
And then Never Alone. Here we go.
When you think the story's over, like a book closed tight, know that every chapter holds the promise of the light. For every tear you've tasted, every thought that weighs you down, in the depths of silence, his love will still be found. You're never alone. The stars are your guide. Valleys of despair, he walks right by your side. in the darkest of times. Your heart beats for a purpose. It speaks of the divine. You never alone. You never alone. For God is never sleeping. His heart for you is good. Every moment that he gives a chance to grow or cure. In the laughter shared with friends, in the beauty you embrace, he's the strength behind your smile, the hope in every case. You're never alone. The winds carry his name, his struggles and hardships, his love is still unmade.
Well, this is Wednesday Live. You're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we have had Paul Morgan with us this morning. Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I hope you will come again.
Oh, always.
And hopefully you'll find your buddy Dion down south and bring him on air. We'll talk about his book and talk about some of his journey with God. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll have you back with us soon. I now want to welcome Joaquin Molina. Welcome.
God bless you, Jonathan. Good morning.
Yes, God bless you as well, and it is great to have you with us on air on WCNO. I know you joined us in the past because you've been up in our area more than once. In fact, you are from the great state of Florida, I believe, down south.
Yes, sir. Born and raised a native here in South Florida. A lot of history.
Well, I would love to give your whole bio, but it would take us more time than we have. We only have about 30 minutes, so, you know. But Pastor Joaquin Molina, you serve as the founder and senior pastor of Spring of Life Fellowship, and that is located where?
We're in Doral, Florida. It's a small municipality, a small town right in the heart of Miami.
Okay.
So Doral is probably going on its 15th year. It was born and known as the highest per capita, has multinational corporations. Coca-Cola has its headquarters there. There's a lot of Carnival Cruise Lines. There's a lot of big companies, and they started this little city. This is the Trump National Hotel is there, and it's just a little place with a lot of substance, packs a lot of power, and our church has been there for 20 years.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, I met you. You came to an event here that the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance sponsored back a few years ago. We had a men's event that actually FRC Family Research Council was involved in, and I believe you were part of that. And then you came back again. You've been up here a couple times. And you have a tremendous heart for the family, for ministry to men, Tell us some about that. How did that all happen? Maybe just some of your God story would be good for our listeners that may not know you.
Yes, sir. I was introduced to the Treasure Coast by a group of gentlemen. They're heroes of the faith. Tony Perkins and General
Boykin.
They put together, they participate with the Family Research Council that's out of Washington, D.C., and they started a movement because they in their studies, they found out that if the men of the nation are not stirred, then we're going to lose our nation. So they started something called Stand Courageous, and Tony Perkins and General Boykin, which are powerhouse heroes and generals of the faith, they begin to travel throughout the nation, and they have a roster of men that speak on that Stand Courageous, that movement to wake up the heart of men in the nation. And they came to Florida. They were in Fort Myers, and there was a gentleman there by the name of Paul Adato who runs the Christian Television Network, CTN, of the West Coast in Florida, and he told General Boykin and Tony Perkins, Randy Wilson, he says, you cannot be in Florida speaking on the topic of manhood without Dr. Molina. And they said, who is he? And so they introduced us, and they welcomed me on their roster, not only in Florida, but in the nation. And we spoke at Fort Myers, and then they also had appointments throughout Florida, and they were in the Treasure Coast and Port St. Lucie. And when they went there, they invited us. And sure enough, Stand Courageous at the Treasure Coast was a special initiation to the community. And when I spoke there, 250 men followed me up from Miami. That just tells you
tremendous
that it was a powerful, and about, I don't know, anywhere from 500 to 1,000 men showed up at the convention center, and we had a spectacular time. And then I was invited back to do the Christmas gala for the Christian
Proclamation
Alliance.
Proclamation dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance invited us up there. And then we've been up there several times to do breakfast. We've been up there to do there was a gathering of men that was also. So we've been up there, and there's something special about the Treasure Coast that I believe we've said it before. God wants to make this place a pilot program to model for the rest of the nation. It's not very frequent that the civic leaders, the business leaders, the government leaders, and the ministry leaders all come together and are in one accord. And when that happens, that is the recipe for transformation and revival. So I've always been excited every time I hear from your team there, Chris Foyle, and the those that form part of the Christian Alliance, and how they actually have won the heart of their city. There's reputation, there's integrity, there's a move of God that's very special. And I'm looking forward to now culminating in the National Day of Prayer, because nothing happens without prayer. And I believe that this is another element, a conduit to transformation and revival. Like it says in First Chronicles, when my people pray, that God says he's going to move. What is done in the prayer closet, and when people learn how, I call it a weapon of mass transformation.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
When people pray, God moves. And that, a very few people know how to pray. And then, you know, we pray, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. They're so cookie cutter elementary. But if we learn how to pray, and this is communicate with heaven. Abraham Lincoln says, when you stand before a person of influence, you're about to become a wealthy man. Well, when men and women kneel and pray to God, and you download the inventory of heaven, there's no stopping you. But we haven't been taught how to pray. And so the disciples told Jesus, we've noticed that John has taught his disciples how to pray. How come you haven't taught us to pray? That's pretty extraordinary. It's pretty extraordinary that the King of Kings comes to earth, and yet he hasn't taught his followers to pray. But God is not going to impose and obligate any spiritual exercise on his people. You would have to ask him. And so when they asked him, then he said, this is how you're to pray. And that's what we're going to do in the National Day of Prayer, May 7th. We're going to get into the secret place of God, this mystery of communicating with the author and creator of heaven and earth. I hope that everyone comes out. It's going to be a divine appointment on May 7th at the National Day of Prayer there in the Treasure Coast.
Joaquin, you're an author. You've written, what, two books? I'm familiar with the book, What is a Man? In fact, I took the men's group in our congregation through that chapter by chapter, and we just chewed on it and were deeply blessed by that. I'm not familiar with this book, Restoring the Gates That Prevail. What is that book about?
In 2005, the Lord gave me a model blueprint on how to restore the local church, because that's another place. The Bible says that it's through the church that God gives the manifest wisdom and manifold grace. If the church is not right, the community is sick. And a lot of churches have become circuses. They produce clowns and not disciples. I praise God that Barnum and Bailey, the greatest show on earth, shut down in Tampa in 2017, more likes. We're not to be a circus as a church. The local church, the Bible says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That particular verse assures us that God has a great plan to shake the earth with the power of the church so that the gates of hell don't prevail. But if we're not building the church, then we have no power against the enemy, and our nation is taken. So Restoring the Gates That Prevail is based on the book of Nehemiah, where he restores the 10 gates that go around the city. And I believe each one of those gates holds the mystery to how to transform the local church. And the Bible says, lift up ye gates and let the King of Glory come in. I believe when we restore those 10 gates that are in that book, then we're going to see the power of God on the earth. John Hagee out of San Antonio, Texas, took that Charisma Magazine, Steve Strang, published the book, Restoring the Gates That Prevail. But the secret hasn't gone out yet. It's still a mystery. A lot of people don't want to see the real church active, so they build all these pseudo-imitations. And when we have the fiasco going on in the nation with all these ministries that are suffering, because the church will always be more powerful than a single ministry. We're not to be single ministry led like Joyce Myers, different individuals that they pop up and they're ministers, but they're not necessarily part of a church. And so we need to build the church, and the church is real powerful. It's really God's hidden, and I believe that it's going to be platformed. The church is going to prevail. The Bible says she's like a bride. She's going to make herself ready. She will be arrayed in fine linen, which is the righteous acts of the saints. She's going to be white spot, glorious church, because Jesus, when he Ephesians 5:25 says he gave himself for the church to present unto himself a glorious bride. So I believe the church is going to play a major role in the last days when people are being selfish on steroids. There's going to be a body, a remnant of people that are saying, not my will, thine be done. That's the church. That's going to be a powerful place. Right now we see politics, we see celebrity, we see entertainment. We see so many things being rewarded and noticed, but it's when the church arises that his enemies are scattered.
Amen. Joaquin Molina, we have you on air, but you are going to be coming to the Treasure Coast. This is for the National Day of Prayer. I am so looking forward to this. We have just had some tremendous times in prayer, and I'm so glad you could join us today, because our listeners really need to hear that this is not about coming to watch other people put on a prayer production. This is about calling the body of Christ, the leadership, the business owners, the civic leaders to come together and seek the face of God for the power of God to transform our region and our nation. Just a little bit of what's going to happen on that evening. Obviously, there's going to be a celebration of worship. Worship is going to be a part of the evening. Blowing of the shofars. We have Rabbi Zamstein and his team coming in from the Messianic congregation that's going to open up the heavens with the blowing of the shofars. We're going to call the civic leaders that come to this event forward so the pastors from the region can lay hands on them and pray over them as we begin and open up this evening of prayer. There's going to be different leaders praying for family, church, education, media, arts, business, government, things of that nature. And then Joaquin Molina, you're going to be bringing us the bread that the Father's given you to challenge and stir and give us the seed that the Father's giving us here in the Treasure Coast to grow forward. So we're thrilled to have you joining us that evening. That's coming up. And what an important time for us to be alive and for the church to be invigorated. I watched yesterday while our president was reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And I was pleased to see that we have a president that would do that.
Yes, sir. A lot of people want a lot of people are expecting government officials and politicians to carry the spiritual weight of responsibility in our nation. We should not be looking to Trump for spiritual leadership.
That's right.
I'm praying for the day that we have somebody in our nation, and I'm willing to fill that spot if nobody else does, that there would be a voice of God to the nation. Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Obama, none of these guys should be a voice.
There has
to be a man, a woman of God, who rises up in our generation to carry the counsel of God in the midst of controversy. The likes of Billy Graham, who used to meet and pray and give advice. Just like the electrical grid is suffering in many countries, I know that my home country, Cuba, where my parents are from, the electrical grid is out. Puerto Rico is suffering. Haiti. We could see that as we call it not the electrical grid. Let's talk about the spiritual grid of our nation. That is faulty, it's defective, it's fallen. There's not a strong voice in the nation carrying the counsel of God for these last days. That needs to happen. But what we find is when I go to different places and I'm invited to speak, they say, you're too strong. People can't tolerate your intensity. You're what's it called? What is the electrical? There's 120, there's 220.
460.
You're bringing too much voltage into our little. And so I don't want to be too strong on May 7th, But I do want to be strong enough to motivate people to get on God's game plan. And so I've been up there at Andrew Walmack's up in Colorado, and when I shared with the FRC, I've never been invited back because they can't take the intensity. They don't want to sit down and Psalm 2, verse 8 is my favorite verse when you pray. God is telling us, ask me, in Psalm 2, verse 8, ask me and I'll give you the nations. I'll give you the ends of the earth for your possession. But we're asking God for a cup of water. He wants us to ask him for the Atlantic Ocean.
Amen.
For the Strait of Hormuz. So we're not ready in American Christianity to tolerate the intensity of heaven. But we're supposed to be those power plants to usher in this lighting to every geographical location. And it's going to happen sooner than later. God's light is going to shine. That's the first words he spoke in Genesis 1:2. It says, in the darkness, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was dark and void and empty. And verse 3, it says, and God said, let there be light. So I believe National Day of Prayer, May 7th, God willing, God will speak a word that will turn on the voltage full blast.
Amen.
To light up the nation through the Treasure Coast National Day of Prayer. I'm sorry I'm being too intense, but I don't know any other measure.
Listen, you're going to find here on the Treasure Coast that God's put together a team that are saying, bring it on, bring it on. We know what we need, and we do not have any restrictions on the Word of God.
The Treasure Coast is the only place that I've continued to be welcomed back. So you're right in what you're saying.
Well, you're welcome.
I brought some big messages there, and they want more. So you're correct.
We want more. This is May the 7th, Thursday, May the 7th, the National Day of Prayer, 6 p.m., going to be at the Mid-Florida Event Center in Port St. Lucie. That's 9221 Southeast Event Center Place in Port St. Lucie. There's no charge to get in. We will take an offering to help cover some of the expenses that evening, but we are not charging everybody. Come, bring your families. It's an evening event. And I know there's a lot of great events happening on the National Day of Prayer. There's lunch gatherings. There's breakfast gatherings. But
Jonathan,
this is an...
Jonathan, I would like to make a challenge to all the big businessmen.
Okay.
That they lead with the substance of what they have. So spiritual leaders will lead with the spiritual content of heaven. The business leaders that are in that community, bring out your heavy guns in provision and support financially so that this would be a spectacular gathering, and give a great contribution to making the National Day of Prayer and the Christian Alliance a powerhouse in the community to continue to bring ministry like ours to shake up the earth and to develop the spiritual grid to have God's heaven force and spirit light up the rest of the nation through the substance of what you have in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, Joaquin, I'm so glad you joined us, and we are looking forward again Thursday, May the 7th, the National Day of Prayer, 6 p.m. here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. And some of you know, in the past, we've had Jonathan Kahn as one of our guests, and just heard from Jonathan again over the last couple days. And he is saying, listen, whoever you're having in, what's going on there in the Treasure Coast is powerful. And he said, I want to let you know I'm available to continue to be a part of that as well. And so we do have an open heart for what God has for us. And so we are thrilled that our listeners are taking notes. Thursday, May the 7th, you can come from Palm Beach, from Fort Lauderdale, from Miami. You can come from Indian River County, Vero Beach, up that way, around the lake, around Lake Okeechobee, Martin County, and all these counties. You're within driving distance. The event center's easy to get to. You can get right off of 95, and you can get right over to it. Very, very easy to travel, interstates. And we're looking to have a powerful evening. Again, this is coming up Thursday, May the 7th, 6 p.m. at the Mid-Florida Event Center. It's going to be a tremendous evening of prayer over the east coast of Florida and over the state of Florida, over our nation. And we are encouraging all of our family locally to make plans now and across the region. Come and be a part with us.
Thank you, Jonathan. Will this interview be available to be heard before the prayer, the National Day of Prayer again?
Well, it should be available. Everything that we're doing today should be recorded and should be available. If someone goes to WCNO.com, should be able to pull it up. It will be available in the archives as an event that we recorded today. So there should.
I would like to send it to friends and the community for us to have a spectacular event. And thank you very much. I'm so honored to be with the Treasure Coast community on the National Day of Prayer, and looking forward to seeing God move in a special way.
Joaquin, pray over our region one more time before we close out. We still have about three minutes or so, and would love for you just to lift up prayer over this upcoming event as we come into agreement here in the studio.
Amen. Father, we glorify your name. We exalt you. We come in before your presence through the blood of Jesus, and we're in the throne room of God asking for you to move in a special way on May 7th, the National Day of Prayer, Lord. There's a lot that goes into putting a gathering that calls so many important and people that you have prepared their entire life to take positions of authority and responsibility, but you want them to govern these affairs with your help from heaven. So we ask of you, O God. We ask that you would equip, that you would empower, that your spirit would lead all things, that there would be the vision of all things, that you surround that place with your tender mercies, that you put a hedge of thorns on every person that will participate and keep them from now until this gathering takes place, and cover us with the blood of Jesus and deliver us from any accidents, Lord. Give those people that are traveling there traveler's mercy, so they can participate, because when your people gather together, pray, that's the groundwork, not for launching rockets up to the moon, but for having the structure in place where heaven moves on behalf of the earth. So allow all people to be ready and to be prepared with sufficient design and purpose and being intentional about their participation. And we glorify you and bless you, and we give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we're going to be looking to promote some of this as we get closer from our interview today. But anyone who's listening that just tuned in, wanting to be able to have access to the full interview with Joaquin Molina, you can go to WCNO.com, find the on-demand, today's date, and from the bottom of the hour to the top of the hour, we have the interview with Joaquin Molina. Joaquin Molina, God bless you. We thank you so much for your passion for God, your zeal, and your willingness to come and challenge us here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. God bless.
Thank you, sir. We had a great time. It was real fun being with you guys again, and I'm looking forward for May 7th.
Amen.
It's going to be an unforgettable time. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Joaquin. God bless you. Goodbye. Well, Paul Morgan, you're still in the studio.
I am.
Hang on. Let me get your mic on here. There we go. And there's one thing we did not tell anyone, and we're going to close with your song. One thing we didn't tell them is how they can find music. Because the last time you were here, I had people calling saying, how can I get some music from Paul Morgan?
Well, now the music for Paul Morgan is on Amazon, Spotify,